We're continuing to follow an ongoing situation involving a crash in Hingham at the Apple Store. We're going to go right now to our Lenny Rowe, who's on the scene there. Lenny, what's going on?
Well, I'm here at the Derby Street Shops in Hingham. It's the Apple Store. It looks like an SUV went through the front window of the Apple Store here at the Derby Street Shops. There are reports of injuries, and tech rescue teams from around Plymouth County are arriving on scene here, whether it's Hanson, Abington, Rockland, Norwell, and Scituate Police, Cohasset Police, Norwell Police are also on scene here. People are being stretchered out into South Shore Hospital ambulances. This was being termed as a mass casualty incident. There's a lot of ambulances, a lot of activity here on the scene, and it looks like the SUV is still inside of the Apple Store. It's at like the back corner, but you can see it looks like it went from Burton's Grill to the store to the left, Brandy Melville. And it looks like it went across the store from the front window to the back right of the store. The tables are smashed. There's a lot of belongings left on the ground, but still ambulances from South Shore Hospital coming in here and transporting people away. But we're expecting an update from officials in about a half hour or so, so we'll keep you updated. For now, in Hingham, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.
Crews on the scene of a major crash in Hingham with a large SUV driving into the Apple Store at the Derby Street Shops. Our Lenny Rowe is on the scene. Lenny, what have you been able to find out so far? From reports we're hearing and speaking with you earlier, it looked like that SUV drove right into the store, possibly trapping people under it and at the back of the store. Is that what you've been able to find out?
Still a very active scene here. They brought a tow truck, but it looks like they're assessing structural damage to the building right now because they haven't pulled the car out of the building. The tables inside of the Apple Store are smashed. There's belongings left on the ground. It's still a very active scene here, but we're waiting an update from officials. For now, in Hingham, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.
And Lenny, as I remember, as I've been to that plaza a number of times at the Derby Street Shops, that Apple Store, which is next to Burton's Grill, either has a wall of glass or a lot of very large windows in front where people line up when they're waiting to get help or get equipment. Is it more than one of those big windows smashed? Can you tell from where you are?
When I got on scene earlier, it looked like there was just one big hole on the right side. The other panes of glass on the left side are still intact, but it looked like almost like plexiglass where it got punched through, and it's still like the rest of the glass is still intact on the left side.
From what I could see earlier when they had some overhead drone shots, it looked like several people being pulled out on stretchers. They were sitting up, and we're hearing reports that some people were taken to South Shore Hospital, and also unconfirmed that there may have been one fatality. Are you hearing anything about that?
No update on that at this time, but we are just waiting for officials to update us, and that should be shortly.
Okay, and a press conference, and again, we'll maybe be able to find out more information about the driver of that vehicle as well. We're not hearing anything about that, are you?
No, not currently, and I was asking a few people just standing around. No one that I talked to kind of near the bookstore saw what happened. They just saw the commotion and came over to see what happened. A couple people earlier kind of walking up to the Apple Store kind of looked really distraught. I mean, this is an upsetting scene. It just looks like a tornado went through the place. It's just a lot of devastation kind of on the ground and things like that.
All right, we will stand by, and I know they're going to go to a press conference a little bit, and we'll take that just as soon as they get started. But again, that's our Lenny Rowe in Hingham at the Derby Street Shops with a large black SUV today driving into that store. A number of injuries. We're waiting to confirm, in fact, if there was a fatality. It sounded like several people were trapped behind that SUV, and we'll have some more information up on our website too, 959WATD.com.
959WATD, let's turn to Christine James in the newsroom. Christine.
Thank you very much, Audrey. We're going to go live to that press conference in Hingham, an SUV crashing into the Apple Store earlier today. A number of people injured, possibly one fatality. Let's go to Hingham.
Approximately 10:45 this morning, there was a 911 call, actually numerous 911 calls to Derby Street Shops. And the Hingham police and the fire responded and came upon a scene here at the Apple Store located here at Derby Street. Upon their arrival, there were people with numerous injuries inside the store. 16 people have been transported to hospitals, 14 to South Shore hospitals, 2 to Boston hospitals. There have been one fatality. Right now, family members are being notified or in the process of being notified. They're gathering nearby to get information. So at this point, we're not in a position to tell you anything to say that there's an active criminal investigation going on. We're not going to be in a position that we can guess or speculate. We're going to go slow and steady like we always do in any criminal investigation, making sure that we can get to the bottom of what occurred.
Is the driver in the injured? Is he taken to the hospital?
My understanding is he's not been taken to the hospital as of yet.
Where is he?
I'm not saying where he's at, but he's under...
He's interviewed at police?
He is right now with police officers.
Good afternoon. I'm Christine James. Now here's what's happening. One person killed, 17 people treated at hospitals after a vehicle drove through the Apple store at the Derby Street Shops in Hingham. WATD's Lenny Rowe has the story.
Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz says there's an active criminal investigation into the incident.
The dark-colored SUV appears went through at a rate of speed undetermined through a plate glass window and struck multiple people. And as a result of that, multiple people are being hospitalized and receiving treatment.
South Shore health officials say they are currently treating people with life and limb-threatening injuries. Cruz says 14 people were transported to South Shore Hospital and 2 people were transported to hospitals in Boston.
But I also want to be in a position to commend the men and women of the Hingham and the nearby towns that responded here really in such professional fashion to make what's a tragic situation potentially much, much less as a result of their work.
Ann, who works nearby, spoke with reporters at the scene.
I work at Nick and Zoe, so we had just walked by the Apple store to go get our coffee, and we decided to stop for a minute. We could have been walking back by. So my heart goes out to all the employees of Apple and all the customers that were in that store, because nobody should be dealing with this holiday week. Nobody.
Cruz says the driver of the SUV has not been taken to the hospital. The driver was, quote, with police officers. In Hingham, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.